Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Career Confidence Podcast with myself, Georgie Hubbard. Today, we're going to be talking about the big C word, confidence. Now, there is a reason why I did call this podcast Career Confidence, because I do believe that one of the fundamentals of success is very heavily linked to confidence, to self-belief, to that feeling of, I deserve to be successful. I deserve to achieve this goal. I deserve to live an extraordinary life. Because I guess what I've found and seen over the years of helping many career professionals transition careers and jobs and speaking to just a lot of people over the past decade of my recruitment career, it's those that have that inner belief in themselves that generally go on to do incredible things or get promoted or get seen or are just generally more visible and therefore have more opportunities coming their way. I honestly believe that really to achieve any goal in life, the first thing that we need to do is one, believe that we are worthy of achieving that goal, and two, believe that we are enough and that we don't need any external validation or external things to make us feel whole or to make us feel just generally worthy of feeling good about ourselves. And when I reflect on my own career journey or my own journey of self-discovery, building confidence over the years, I've really had to work on this, because every single person that I've met does have some limiting belief, does have some imposter syndrome. And I don't think that ever does go away, because every single time that we try to level up or just to continuously progress, we're putting ourselves in uncomfortable positions. And we don't therefore have the evidence that we can achieve this goal because we've never done it before. Which is why, and I'm going to want to say this, mentors and things are so important, because we can't be what we can't see, which is why surrounding yourself with the right people is definitely really important when it comes to that confidence and that self-belief. But ultimately, I do believe fundamentally that whole self-worth piece, that feeling of I deserve to achieve that goal or to have that promotion or whatever it is that you're working on, to feel really good in my skin, to be healthy, I deserve that. That's the first step that's needed in order to start building the confidence. And not all of us have been installed with self-belief and confidence from an early age. You know, some people say we pick our parents, but you know, that's a whole other topic in itself. But we have got a lot of beliefs and limitations that were passed on to us, and a lot of things are caught, not taught. So you might have watched your mum or your dad, somebody that didn't necessarily believe in themselves, and you might have picked up on those beliefs. So when it comes to confidence, I think it is really, really important to unpack, okay, why do I have that levels of self-belief? Why do I hold myself back? Why do I talk myself out of things? Why am I constantly picking myself apart or criticizing myself? And once you sort of work through that piece and understand that you are worthy, you are enough, and you believe that, the next steps become easier. Because it's like anything, isn't it? It's like, you know, if you were to go and try and achieve a goal, but you didn't really truly believe that you were worthy of that goal, you will then eventually end up self-sabotaging and coming back to where you are. So fundamentally, I know I've gone on a bit of a rant now, but just really, really important what I personally believe. The foundation of confidence is to first and foremost believe that you are worthy and that you are enough. And every single person on this planet was born enough. You will always be enough. You do not need external validation. You don't need external material possessions to feel that you're enough. That comes from within you. So first and foremost, work on that. You are enough. Believe it, and believe that you are deserving of achieving whatever goal you are setting out to achieve. So on this podcast today, I want to give some more practical tips of how myself personally have gone about becoming a bit more confident, because I've had my mum out, actually, this is really interesting, for the last 6 weeks now. And it's been really good because I've actually been able to ask her a lot about what I was like as a child. And, you know, she said to me, you weren't a very confident teenager. You were very shy. You did have quite sort of, I guess, lower levels of self-belief. But over the years, I have really worked on this. And I think that the first step, when I reflect back on what has helped me build more self-belief and confidence, is first having courage. Because courage comes before confidence. What do I mean by courage? Well, for example, at 19, I got on a plane and I went to Greece, and I flew away from my friends, from my family, and I was in a completely different environment. That took courage to get on that plane. But because I got on that plane, I started meeting and interacting with people from, you know, all walks of life. And again, I was like, oh, I can do this. I can live away from home. Gradually built a bit of confidence. Then got into sort of more of the working world, obviously sort of meeting lots of people. So again, building more confidence. Then came to Australia at 23 with a rucksack. Again, had to fend for myself, which took a lot of courage to leave home, to move to the other side of the world. So I do think that putting ourselves in slightly uncomfortable position, taking a few risks, is the first step to building confidence. Because what it does is you start to sort of back yourself. You start to go, come on, well, if you've done this, you can do this. And, you know, you left home at 19, therefore you can get a rucksack and you can move to Australia. You've got this. And just gradually over the years, I guess I've just built that trust within myself to say, I've got this, I can do this. But it took the courage initially to do the hard thing. So if you're sat there right now and you're perhaps, you know, you've got a dream or you've got a goal or you want to do something, first and foremost, it's building up those small moments of courage. And they can be so small. It doesn't need to be packing a rucksack and moving to the other side of the world. It could be putting your hand up to speak in a meeting. It could be saying no when you know, or pushing back, or saying yes when you want to say no. It could be having boundaries. It could be doing something for yourself instead of always putting other people's needs before you. But those small micro moments of courage add up, and that's what builds trust within yourself. And then that evidence stacks, and over time, watch as the confidence starts to grow. I'll give you another example. Public speaking was something that I absolutely dreaded. I couldn't stand up in front of even a room of people without my hands, where my palms were sweaty, my heart was racing. So I decided to do something called Toastmasters. And that was the first time that I had ever had to stand up in front of a room and do a speech. And it was absolutely terrifying, terrifying beyond belief. I could literally close my eyes and put myself back in that position right now, petrified. The first time I did it, heart was racing, just literally just reading my script. You know, I mean, it was not the best speech, I'll say that. The second time, it got easier. Why? Because I'd start to build up this little bit of belief in myself. Okay, you can do this. You've done it once before. Let's keep going. Let's keep going. The third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth time that I was standing up to make a speech with this group of people, it got easier and it got easier and it got easier. And eventually I had more confidence in doing it. So I personally believe, from all of the times when I reflect back on my life, of how I've gradually built my confidence and the self-belief in myself, is because I have continuously put myself in positions where I felt very uncomfortable. I've taken a few risks. I've pushed myself out of my comfort zone. And that, as a result, has increased my level of confidence in myself. So if you are feeling stuck right now and you don't class yourself as a very confident person, please know you're not alone, but please also know that you can do something about it, because confidence is a skill. It's not something we're born with. It's something that we get to develop. So again, how do you build confidence? Start putting yourself in slightly uncomfortable positions and be very, very aware when you do put yourself in an uncomfortable position, you do do something new for the first time, that that you then don't go back and criticize yourself. Had I made that speech at Toastmasters the first time and gone back home and gone, that was absolutely terrible, Georgie, you're a terrible public speaker, you're a terrible communicator. I never, ever would have gone back and done the second speech. And the second speech was far better than the first. And the third was far better than the second. So be aware of that inner critic, that inner mean girl. She's always there and she can be quite nasty. And just know that's like your lower self. That's like the self that wants to keep you safe. And that's the self that wants to keep you protected. So anytime you try something new, anytime you put yourself out there, you're going to get those gremlins. You're going to get that inner mean girl. And you've just got to push past that. Because that voice inside your head will always keep you stuck, will always keep you playing it safe. And in my personal opinion, playing it safe in life is not a great life, because you're going to get to the end of your life and go, what if? And that scares me far more than putting myself out there and putting myself in uncomfortable positions. Because if I get to the end of my life and I go, what could I have been had I not let fear rule my life? Well, personally, for me, that's just not how I want to live out the rest of my days. I want to put myself in these uncomfortable positions. And again, by putting myself in these positions, backing myself, confidence begins to build. So I know that's a really sort of big first step, but it's an absolutely crucial one. So confidence comes from courage. The second thing that when I reflect back on my own journey and becoming more confident and just actually speaking to so many people now on this podcast, there's a common theme, and I'm very sort of quite big to pick up on patterns, but a lot of the people that are confident, I would say, they do have a plan. They know what they want. They have a lot of clarity around their goals, who they want to become, what they want to achieve, what they're working towards. So there's a few questions that I like to ask myself when I'm really trying to see clarity of like what's next or what I want to work on. And the first thing is, what is important to me? What is important to me? Not what Joe Bloggs has got down the street, or not what my coworker's doing, or not what the mums at daycare are doing, whatever. What is important to me? What does a great life look like to me? What does success look like on my terms? I honestly think that when we know ourselves, we then make better decisions. And when we make better decisions, we over time build more self-belief and confidence in our own ability. So clarity is absolutely crucial when you are building up your confidence. What do I want? What's important to me? Where do I see myself in 5 years' time? What does that look like? What would a phenomenal life look like? What would my career look like? Like, having a plan, I honestly do think is really important, because, and I might even go on to do another episode on this, because we're constantly navigating the sea of life, and there's going to be things that are going to knock us down. There's going to be, you know, times where we're challenged, but when we know where we're going, when we know that this is the direction that we're heading in, it doesn't matter what happens around us. We keep on working towards that goal. And when we're sort of starting to make progress, again, confidence builds. We feel like we're achieving things. We feel like things are happening for us. And that's where, again, the self-belief comes from. So really seeking clarity around who you are, what you want, like the amount of pressure on us these days. I mean, I'm speaking from a female point of view. Like, I'm always getting challenged on, you know, Georgie, you know, do you want to have kids? Do you know, what do you want to do? Like, these questions constantly come up. I'm almost turning 36 soon, and I'm constantly being asked about whether we're having children or not. And I always come back to, well, what kind of life do I want to live in? What are my values? And I think to myself, well, I do feel like I know myself well enough at this point in my life. And right now, no, I don't want to have children, because I have worked out, okay, these are my values. These are what's important to me. But all around me, all of my friends now are having children. That's wonderful. But because I kind of know who I am as a person, I go, I don't know if that path is for me. I'm still sitting with it. I still haven't made up my mind yet. But right now in this moment, no, I don't want to have children. And that's also okay. So my point being is coming away from confidence, but we need to take time to really understand who we are and seek clarity around what we want and, you know, who we want to become and what's important to us and what our values are. Because understanding ourselves at those fundamental levels, like I say, we make better decisions, which lead to far better outcomes. And from those outcomes, from that progress, from that success, breeds confidence. So that is ultimately the second thing when we're sort of looking to go on this journey of building confidence, of really understanding who we are, what motivates us, what drives us, where do we see ourselves in 5 years' time, and what our values are and what success looks like on our terms. It's the second piece in building confidence that I've worked on a lot over the years is really to keep on developing my skills and my knowledge. And this is really, really key. And I think that when I reflect back to my very younger years when I was in school, I didn't like school. I didn't like the structure, you have to do this class, you have to be here at a certain time. Like, I think I was probably always destined to probably work for myself because, you know, I do like to sort of run my own days and feel like I'm in charge of, yeah, my own time. But one thing that I have always valued is still growth, education, and knowledge, but really sort of learning the things that I feel like for me are going to move me forward in life. So the second piece when it comes to sort of building confidence is constantly be learning, constantly be upskilling yourself, constantly be thinking, okay, where are my gaps and where can I sort of, you know, get some more knowledge and where do I need to sort of focus on and what's coming? And these are the things that I'm constantly sort of asking myself, like, how can I keep on getting better? You know, okay, who's the best person? Who's the best podcaster out there? Right. Why don't I go and listen to a few of their podcasts and listen to how they interview and listen how they structure things? Like, I'm constantly wanting to learn. And the education system for me personally didn't really set me up for success. But now I'm constantly like learning and growing and reading and absorbing information. And that definitely has given me a lot of confidence over the years because I have accumulated more skills and more knowledge and more wisdom, which I can then apply to my job, to my career, to my business. And again, when we've got more knowledge, things start to happen. We start to make better decisions. And again, the confidence grows because we're sort of making, you know, we're constantly making progress, which ultimately does breed confidence. So just a little tip here of what I do, because you might be listening to this now and going, well, that's great, Georgie. You just said you don't have kids. Well, I've got a big family and I don't have time to sit and read all day. Well, guess what? Nor do I, trust me. So what I do is, you know, I stack it. So if I'm, for example, I don't know, going for a walk or commuting or whatever I'm doing, even if I'm hanging out with laundry or something, I will pop a podcast in my ear and just learn that way. You might be doing that right now. If you're listening to this, you've chosen to listen to a podcast, which is fantastic. So these little things that we can just incorporate them into the day. Doesn't need to be we sit down for hours on end and study. It could literally be, I'm going to pop on a 10 or 15 minute podcast, or instead of watching Netflix tonight, maybe I'm going to get into bed a bit earlier and read that book. And just constantly be thinking, okay, is this moving me closer towards my goals and where I want to be, or is this moving me away from my goals? And that's always the question I ask myself. So that's why I believe personally, when it comes to building confidence, constantly learning, constantly growing, and constantly applying that new knowledge is absolutely key. The third piece that I've found when I've been on my own confidence journey is really being very intentional and aware of who I'm surrounding myself with. Because if I'm surrounding myself with people that perhaps aren't where they want to be, or don't have the self-belief or feel like they're deserving or enough of achieving their own goals, their limitations and their critical thoughts could rub off on me. And we've all probably had those times in our lives where we've been around people that haven't made us feel like we can achieve what we want to achieve. Perhaps we've sort of got ourselves into a bit of a rut and, you know, their bad habits are rubbing off onto us. Like, you know, we're going out, we're drinking a little bit more, we're staying up a bit later. Being really aware and intentional of who you are spending the most time with. And look, I appreciate that, you know, you might have family or friends you've had for years. I'm not saying you just cut them all off. Absolutely not. But I'm saying that, you know, maybe if you really do want to work on your confidence, or you've got a really big goal that you want to achieve, looking at your inner circle is crucial. And you can't change, like I said, your family, and maybe you've had some friends for years, and that's great. But maybe it could be joining a new community, or it could be going to meetups, or it could just be even, like I said, listening to people that you look up to and going, okay, well, what are they doing? How are they spending their time? But being very intentional with who you do surround yourself with, for me, has been, it's been pretty key in, I guess, my own growth, because I do find my friendship group now extremely supportive of what I want to do. And that's beautiful, because they're like, that's fantastic. And we're all so supportive of one another. And that to me is a true friendship. Like, I'd hate to have any friends that if I said I wanted to do something, they just shot me down and went, oh, who do you think you are? Why do you think you can do that? And if you are in that friendship group right now, then, you know, love yourself enough perhaps to walk away. If you are around people that are negative and are putting you down, then you do not need people like that in your life. And it's, again, it takes courage to walk away from those types of people, or just distance yourself slightly. But honestly, if you want to build confidence and you want to work towards any goal in life, sometimes these are the tough decisions that you need to make. But definitely who you surround yourself with is absolutely crucial. And if you are really feeling stuck, then again, this is the power of mentorship. You know, I've spoken a lot about this on the podcast, having mentors, having coaches, really, really key. You know, if you really want to achieve anything or build your confidence, then sometimes all you need is somebody just to run something past, just say, that's actually why I've had mentors and coaches in the past. Like, I've had an idea and I'm sort of like, maybe self-doubt's kicked in a little bit, or I'm like, I'm not sure how exactly to begin, or like where the first step could be. And I've reached out to somebody who's been there, done it, or somebody that's a lot more wiser than I am, and said, look, this is what I'm trying to achieve. And they said, yep, absolutely, go for it. Think about this, think about that. So maybe if you are a little, feeling a bit stuck, you could even look to get a mentor. How you reach out to a mentor? Well, start following them, start interacting with their stuff if they post online, and just send them a DM. A lot of people are happy to, you know, help people out. And look, on a little side note, this is something that myself and the team at Sister Club are going to be working on this year, about a little bit of a mentorship program. So little thing there. So watch out for that. But yeah, definitely mentors and surrounding yourself with people is absolutely crucial when it comes to boosting and increasing your confidence. The sort of fourth step that I would say has been really, really key for me is how I'm reframing failures. Of course, like any human being, I have made some mistakes. I have tried things that haven't worked. I think I've spoken on the podcast before about my first business, Flive, that I did with my partner, Kyle, many years ago now. And that, if I'm honest, when I reflect back, did definitely knock my confidence at the time. But what it also did was give me the opportunity to learn so much. A lot of things of what not to do when it comes to starting a business, but having that experience and reframing it as an opportunity to grow and to learn has been absolutely crucial. So when I look back on that experience now, I go, well, that was actually a stepping stone to then building CH Solutions, my recruitment company. We learned so much in that, in those 18 months of trying to build Flive, that we were then able to apply that knowledge, apply that wisdom, apply all those mistakes and those learn the things that we learned into CH Solutions. And because of that, we were then able to accelerate the success of CH Solutions. So it's really, I think, how we look at failures. But I don't believe there is any such thing as failure. It's just the lens that we look at that experience through. As long as we have learned and we failed forward and we haven't then gone, that failed, I'm never going to try anything new again, that's a failure, because you haven't learned from it and you haven't moved forward. But there's always something to learn. So if you have failed at something in the past, or if you have made some mistakes, that's okay. You're a human being. There's not one person in the world, unless, you know, they are literally just wanting to live in a box and not take any risk in life, and what a boring life that would be, that hasn't failed, that hasn't made some mistakes. Now, again, you could go and get coached and mentored by somebody who's made all the mistakes and fast track, or you could look back on your own mistakes and failures and shortcomings and go, right, well, if I hadn't have done that, that wouldn't have led to that, or I wouldn't have learned that. There's always something to to learn from our mistakes, from our failures. And one of the books that I read that was extremely beneficial for me when I was reframing failures and things in my life was The Obstacle is the Way by Ryan Holiday. Amazing book. If you haven't read it, I highly recommend it. But ultimately what he says is that we are always going to come across obstacles and challenges in our life. And it's how we approach them. It's how we deal with them. And that's where the growth comes from. And ultimately, we don't grow when really things are going really well. I know for me, when I've really grown, it's in the times of struggle. It's in the time of hardship. It's in the times where I've had to dig deep and go, okay, you know, are you as skilled and are you as knowledgeable as what you think you are? We're about to find out. But having that mentality of this is not an obstacle, this is an opportunity to learn to grow. So reframing how you look back at your failures and your shortcomings is absolutely crucial. And that alone can honestly boost your confidence because you go, well, go me. I had the courage to do something. That in itself is something to celebrate. So definitely reframing how you look at your mistakes and shortcomings and failures is absolutely key when it comes to boosting confidence. The fifth step that I sort of personally took when it came to building confidence is really looking after my well-being and my health. And, you know, I've got my nan, she's 85 and she always says it best. She's like, George, when you look good, you feel good. So practicing self-care, you know, making a bit of an effort when it comes to like your appearance, you know, if you're going for an interview, if you're going for a promotion, or you want to be noticed at work, like it doesn't hurt just to sort of, I guess, look after yourself and make a bit of, you put a bit more effort into your well-being and prioritizing yourself as well. I think that's absolutely key. You know, like if you're somebody that puts everybody needs before you, like maybe it's time to prioritize your movement and prioritizing your healthy eating, because we're then telling ourselves that we value ourselves enough to look after ourselves. We value ourselves enough to put our needs above others. And it is not selfish. I don't care what anybody says. Putting yourself first is not selfish, because if you put yourself at the bottom of the barrel and you don't have, then you have nothing else left to give to anybody else. And every single person that I've interviewed on this podcast says the same thing. As a leader, as a parent, as anybody, you have to make sure that your cup is full, because otherwise everybody else just gets the leftovers. So prioritizing your well-being, prioritizing something that brings you joy, is basically telling yourself that I value myself enough to do this thing for me. And guess what? That does breed confidence. So if you're somebody that, again, is sort of got putting yourself at the bottom of the to-do list and it's like, oh, I'll get to me later. Nah. This is the year. This is the time when you go, do you know what? I am going to make time for me because I deserve some time for me. I deserve to look after my well-being. I deserve to have energy. I deserve to be healthy. Saying that in itself is going to increase your confidence and your self-belief and your self-worth, which ultimately is going to lead to more confidence. And the final step in boosting your confidence, and again, this is something that I am still working on myself, is really celebrating all of your achievements. I used to have a habit of saying, I will celebrate when I've achieved this, and it will be this massive goal in the future. Now I am always celebrating those little milestones, and they could be so small, but I'm always thinking to myself, like, what can I celebrate today? What was a magic moment today? What's something that's gone really well today? And celebrating it, because then that breeds momentum and you'll sort of notice that you're going, oh yeah, that was really good. And oh yeah, that happened. And we're constantly like reinforcing that we're making progress, things are happening, and that's going to keep you going and keep the discipline and the motivation that's needed to get to your own goal. But when it comes to confidence, the final thing that I will say is that, like, we are not born with, you know, endless confidence. It is something that we need to continuously work on. And there's going to be things that come up in our life that knock our confidence, and that's okay. but it's how we then respond, how we reframe things, how we keep going. It's remembering that we've got to try and put ourselves out of our comfort zone a bit more, take the opportunities for growth, take the opportunities to put ourselves in slightly uncomfortable positions. And that's really where confidence comes from. But the final thing I will leave you with is this, is that you are worthy and you are enough and you are deserving of whatever you want to achieve in your life. And do not let anybody, especially your own mind, especially your own inner mean girl, tell you any differently. You are here on this planet for such a short time. How do you want to live your life? Do you want to live your life in fear, or do you want to live your life feeling like you are living up to your true potential, doing the things that you want to do, and get to the end of your life feeling proud and going, wow, I lived a really good life. I lived a great life. I impacted so many people. I had fun. I felt good. I didn't let fear hold me back. I know for me, that's how I want to live this life. So remember, confidence is a skill. It can be learned. It can be taught. Keep on putting yourself out in these uncomfortable positions. And remember that nobody is born with infinite confidence. It is something that we continuously need to work on. So I really hope that this episode today has helped you with your confidence. And if there's anything else that you want me to talk about on this podcast, like I've said to you before, please reach out to me. I am really enjoying these solo casts. I'm really enjoying talking about topics that is near and dear to my heart. And I really hope that you enjoyed this episode today. So I can't wait to come to you again next week, but take care and I'll speak to you soon. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you've got this far, that honestly means the world to me and lets me know that you've got a lot of value from today's episode. So if I could just ask you to do one thing, pull out your phone and please leave a quick review. It honestly would mean the world to me. It will help this podcast grow and get our message out there to more people. So if you could do that for me, that would be amazing. And please reach out and just let me know what you want to hear more about, what you're interested in. It will just also help me make sure that I'm continuing to speak to topics that are relevant and also find guests that are real true experts in what you want to know more about. So have an amazing day. Thank you so much for doing that. And I can't wait to share the next episode with you. Thank you.